Our first stop is at a place where the spotlight never fades, even for those who have been gone a long, long time. Picture this. You're standing on West Patrick Street in downtown Frederick. The sidewalks glow beneath the soft golden lights of a grand old marquee. Above you, bold letters spell out Weinberg Center for the Arts. This isn't just Frederick's cultural crown jewel. It's a building with layers. Layers of history, of restoration, and maybe of something else entirely. The Weinberg opened in 1926 as the Tivoli Theater, a glamorous movie palace from the silent film era. Inside, guests sank into crimson velvet seats, gazed up at ornate gold moldings, and watched stars flicker across the screen beneath a chandelier that glittered like it belonged in the night sky. Over the decades, the Tivoli welcomed vaudeville performers, talkies, and stage shows. It became more than a theater. It became a gathering place, a hub for Frederick. But in 1976, disaster struck. A massive flood swept through downtown Frederick. Water surged into the theater, filling it nearly to the stage. Many towns would have given up, but not Frederick. Volunteer, preservationist, and passionate locals rallied together. They saved what they could, rebuilt what they couldn't, and in 1978, the Tivoli was reborn as the Weinberg Center. But some say not everyone left during the evacuation. One of the most enduring stories is about Jimmy, a longtime projectionist who apparently loved his job so much he never clocked out. Local lore says he may have died of a heart attack in the booth. And since then, staff have reported slow, deliberate footprints pacing the empty balcony. Doors swing open with no one behind them, and sometimes people say they caught a faint whiff of cigar smoke drifting from the old projection booth, even though smoking has long been banned in the theater. So just remember, if you're ever the last one out of the Weinberg Center at night, be sure to say goodnight to Jimmy. But Jimmy isn't the only ghost said to linger. There's also the Lady in Black, a shadowy figure gliding silently toward the ladies' lounge before vanishing into thin air. Some even refer to her as the Peacock Lady. Perhaps that's tied to the elegant decor or the way she floats with quiet grace. She never makes a sound, but the sudden chill she leaves behind is unmistakable. Now, the Weinberg doesn't officially offer ghost tours, but if you find yourself there for a show, take a glance up towards the balcony at intermission. You might not be the only one watching the show.